Hello everyone, and welcome to the introductory episode of Conscious Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about some of the deeper aspects of our lives and ourselves, especially topics about conscious living. My name is Mohammed, and I currently live in Dubai with my family. I am of Syrian origins, and I've been in Dubai for around 11 years now. And I'm just starting this podcast right now. So I thought that for this introductory episode, let me give a background on why I chose to start a podcast called Conscious Conversations. So a little bit of background about myself. I was always interested in spirituality as a little kid. Of course, just like, you know, every kid, I was interested in what children were into as well, but I was more prone to spending time by myself as well, because I've always been an introvert. And I was always more introspective and more sensitive to people's emotions and feelings. And I always had a some kind of level of empathy as a kid that I felt, and I realized now, that was higher than the average child growing up. Now, I grew up with a fascination with the unseen world, and I was always interested and always felt that there was something out there that was unseen, that was influencing the world that we experience with our five senses. I always believed in God as a kid, and of course, this was also part of my upbringing. Being raised as a Muslim, as a Muslim person, in a Muslim family, it was part of my upbringing. It was part of my education to be exposed to topics related to religion that often had an aspect of spirituality and spiritual growth in them. Now, later on in my life, I doubted some of the things that I was taught as a kid, but then I managed to reach some conclusions about how I see the world. And this is going to be some of the things that I will discuss eventually on the podcast. In any case, growing up and becoming an adult, I started to have access to the internet and to books written by authors from all around the world, whether they were from Western authors, some of the very well-known names in the self-help and in the spiritual development category, and also books written by people from the region where I grew up, and as well as spiritual teachings coming from the Far East. And I was just fascinated with everything that I was getting my hands on. I would really try to read and absorb as much knowledge as I could, and I also love to connect things together, because I noticed that there were a lot of things that were in common between what I learned in school, between what spiritual teachers of other schools of life were saying, and also what science was reaching more recently, was what science was discovering more recently. And you know, this has been going on for over 20 years now. Naturally now, as you know, at the same time, I kind of had another life going on, which is my professional life. And my professional life led me to a career in the corporate world. And I am still part of the corporate world, and I'm still in part of this career, or let's say this career is part of my life, and it does consume a big chunk of my life. It is a very fast-paced type of work environment where I work for about 9 or 10 hours a day. And that leaves some time to spend with family, friends, and with myself. Now, for anybody working in the corporate world or who someone that has a full-time job, you probably can relate with the fact that it's not always easy to talk about topics related to consciousness or energy or spirituality at work. Work is work. Work is all about getting the results, achieving the results of the employer that hired you. So everything moves fast, and yeah, people are discussing business, and this is fine. And then, you know, I would end up, going back home. Luckily, I have family and friends that shared the same interests that I do. So I would have these conversations with them. And these are the conversations that I enjoyed the most, and that I found the most fulfilling, and that I found that I learned the most from. Those of you who are also introverted probably can relate to the fact that we introverts are not big fans of small talk, and we want to immediately get to deeper topics when we talk. And that is why over time I managed to build a handful of number of friendships that have the same interests that I do. Now, the good thing is, I'm finding that there are so many people today, all over the world, that are, curious and fascinated with the same things that I am, and have their own perspectives and own experiences. So I thought, why not talk to these people, and at the same time get to share these conversations with the rest of the world? That way I can learn from other people's perspectives and experience, because I would always love to hear about how other people reached where they are today in their understanding of reality, of purpose, of spirituality, and what it means to them. And this is why I decided to call the podcast Conscious Conversations. Now, there may be some episodes where these conversations are with myself, like this one. But my plan is to be interviewing different guests on this podcast. Every guest will bring something different. And obviously, I don't know where this podcast is gonna go, but I have a good feeling about it. I'm very excited about what's to come. I hope that there will be someone out there listening to it and enjoying what we're gonna share. So that's about it for this introduction. Looking forward to sharing more in the future. Please, if this is the first time you listen to the podcast, follow it so that you can know when there's new episodes coming out. I plan to do this frequently, and I really hope that you enjoy what's about to come. Thanks for listening to the end. Take care, and talk to you soon.